question, too. So you are going to be having to create a portfolio, the beginnings of a portfolio, up on the web. But I wanted to do that after I had finished doing some JavaScript. So they had given me passwords and logins for you that I had at home and hadn't passed out yet. And then they decided, nah, they didn't want to do it that way. They were going to do it a different way, and they were going to contact you directly and send you a username and password, right? Only your username is your student ID, and your password is what?
Whatever, some random, you change it after you log in.
Bear in mind...
Pardon? It says to change this.
Yeah, I'm not real thrilled with this. Because the way it used to work, I knew your username and password. And so, therefore, if you needed help, I could get in to help. Now I can't get in.
Can't they just tell you their password if they want?
Yeah, right. So, basically, what I'm going to suggest is that you make up a password that you're willing to give me if you think you're going to want some help on something. Because if you use a password that... Well, I have categories of passwords... And some passwords I'm not willing to share with anybody. And some passwords anybody can have. Okay? If you want me to be able to have access to your account, then you've got to have a password that you're willing, and a username and password that you're willing to give me. So, just bear that in mind, because otherwise, if you say I'm having problems, and I'm going to say, send me your username and password, and if you don't want to do that, then we are at a logjam. So, anyway, that's where you should be, okay? Everybody is apparently starting vacation early.
Yeah.
Some. Even the parking lot was definitely decreased. Okay, I am going to start looking at loops. We have talked about the fact that programming needs sequence. Do this, 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 this. It needs decisions, and we looked at decisions on Tuesday. Today I'm going to look at loops. The homework that I gave you is not involving loops, okay? The next homework I give you will, but this homework does not involve loops. So the homework is basically on stuff that we covered up through Tuesday, not on what I'm going to be covering today. Okay, so I'm feeding in. I clicked on while loop. So I went into programs. And then I went into JavaScript, which is at the bottom of programs. And the first loop is called a while loop. Okay? So I'm clicking on while loop. And the first thing it says is how many times should I write the line? So I'm going to put in here a 5 and say okay. And it wrote the line 5 times. Okay, so this is just a very basic loop. Okay, so there's the source. So I'm saying here, set up a variable called data input. This is the other legitimate way to separate two words, is to use an underscore. You shouldn't use other special characters. You shouldn't use the number sign. You shouldn't use other special characters. But the underscore is considered acceptable. So in this one, I defined a variable called data underscore input. Okay? It sure beats an embedded space because it won't work with an embedded space. So I said data underscore input equals 0. And then I put up a prompt, and if you notice the prompt that came up, it had on it, how many times should I write the line? Okay, and I read that to you, and it was there. and then the comma zero was in the box where you're supposed to put the number. It started out with a zero. Okay. And then I defined another variable, and I defined this variable as count equals one. I could have defined it up at the top and then defined all my variables together. But there are some people that say they like to define their variables for a loop close to where they're using the loop. And for this particular example, I decided to do that. So I set up a count equal to one. And then I put in a condition. And my condition is, I want to do this while count is less than or equal to data input. Now, when I did this, I put in 5 for data input. So I'm saying I want to do the loop while count is less than or equal to 5, is what I'm basically saying. Okay? Now, count is the thing that is going to change. Okay, count is going to change. And it changes because I have this statement right there that says count plus 1 and then assign the answer back to count. So count is going to grow. Okay, so notice count is working in 3 places. I set count at the top. Okay. I test count in my loop, and I change count. And those are the 3 things that I have to do. I have to establish a starting point. I have to test it to see if I want to keep going in the loop. Okay? Test count in the loop. In the loop. In the while, in this case. And I need to change count. Because if count never changes, then count started out at 1. It will always be less than or equal to data input. And when I come back tomorrow, it will still be writing lines. Okay? So it will be less than or equal to. And all of the lines will say, this is number 1. Because I don't change count. If count stays at 1, I'll write a gazillion lines that say this is number 1. Okay? Now, inside the loop, I'm doing that. I'm writing a literal. I'm concatenating it with a variable. And I'm concatenating it with some HTML. So I kind of got a little bit of everything in there. Okay, I'm writing out a literal, I'm writing out the contents of a variable, and then I'm putting that BR in, so I'll move down to the next line. Or otherwise, I'd write it all on one line. Okay, so on this particular one, I'm going to say, okay, count is starting at 1. So here's count. And I'm going to put a 1 in count. And so I'm saying, while count is less than or equal to data input, and it is, 1 is less than or equal to 5, so it is, so it's going to do a document write, and the document write is going to include the content of count, so it's going to write, this is number 1. And then it's going to skip down to the next line, and at that point it's going to say, take count, add 1 to it, and put it back in count. So count's now got a 2 in it. The curly braces enclose what is supposed to be done inside the loop. So when it hits the count, the curly brace down here, it goes back. So count is now 2. Is 2 less than or equal to data input? Yes, it is. So it goes into the loop. It does a document write, and it writes out the 1 with the 2 in it. And then it adds 1 to count. So count's now gone up to 3. Okay? It then circles back. Is 3 less than or equal to data input? Yes, it is. So it writes the 3rd line. adds one to count, counts now up to a four. Goes back, is count less than or equal to data input? Yep, so it goes in, writes the fourth line, adds one, it's now up to five. Goes up there, is count less than or equal to data input? Yes, five is equal to five. It goes in, writes the fifth line, then it adds one to count six. What happens when it goes back this time? It's greater than five, so it just drops out. And when it drops out, okay, it drops out when the count gets up to six, it just drops out, and so it hits that line right there as it drops out. As it drops out, it hits that line, and it writes out, this is the end. Now notice I put a BR, and then this is the end, so it skips another line. So the this is the end kind of stands out at the bottom. Does that make sense? Questions? Scary when it makes sense. Okay.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just trying to jot.
Okay, I want out.
You only have one red light.
Huh?
You only have one red light.
No, I got two. That one is on the side. But thank you.
Trying to help.
Oh, yes, and I appreciate it, and keep going.
All right.
I would much rather be told when it's not true than not be told. Okay, so that was that loop. Now, I have a question about this one. What will happen if I put in a zero when it asks me how many times I want to write the line?
Zero will be continuous. Be never ending.
Well, let's try it. Okay, so I'm going to rerun this. I'm going to put in a zero. And that's what I get.
Oh yeah, why did it do that?
Okay, that's what I get when I put in a zero. Why is that?
Because your count starts off at one.
Count starts out at one. One is not less than or equal to zero. So, zero less than or equal to one is the question. Okay? I'm sorry, I just wrote that backwards. Count is one. One less than or equal to zero is the question. Is one less than or equal to zero?
No.
No. So it immediately drops out. It never enters the loop. Okay? It never enters the loop. It immediately drops out. So there's the potential of it never entering the loop when I do it this way.
I was thinking the other way. You give it a zero value, there's no end point, it's just going to keep going.
Right, so you made the same mistake I did. Basically, when I wrote it up here, I wrote it backwards. Because count, I know, is one. Data input is whatever I put in. So one is less than or equal to whatever I put in, which was zero, and one is not less than or equal to zero. Okay. There is a danger in computing of thinking too much. And that is, the computer is a dumb machine. So you have to literally look at what it's saying and interpret exactly what it's saying. Okay? And not try to be clever and outthink it. Because it's going to do exactly what it says.
Can I quote still?
Feel free.
Computers are stupid. It's the humans that make mistakes.
That's true. Computers are, well, it's the humans that are stupid when they make the mistakes. And if you're going to be a programmer ever, or work on almost anything with computers, you have to develop a certain anticipation that you're going to do dumb things, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to say, how could I have been that stupid, yeah, multiple times. It's part of the job description. I say that a lot. Okay, how many times should I do the line? 5 again. And there it is. And this time it's a little bit different. The only difference is the way the loop is, and the loop is checking at the bottom. Okay, so this comes in and it says do. This is a do while. Do while. But it doesn't check till it's done at once. So it goes in, count is 1, it writes out the 1 line, adds 1 to count. Then it checks. Okay, then it checks. So what's going to happen if I put a 0 in this time?
It'll get 3. So it's going to add 1 and then check it.
Yep. Exactly. So if I refresh this and I put a 0 in, that's what I get. Okay, that's what I get. Because it hit the do, and the do didn't give it any condition. It just said do. So it came in here, and it did the document write with count equal to 1. Then it added 1 to count. Count went up to a 2. And so count was now a 2. So it says it's 2 less than or equal to 0. And 2 is not less than or equal to 0. And so at that point, it gets out. But it goes in once without checking. So if you do this structure, this structure will always do it once. And the reason is it checks at the end after it does it. So it's going to check down there. So on this one, it will always do it once. So the programmer looks at these two structures and determines what meets their need. Do they want the possibility of the loop never being done? They'll use the while loop. Do they want it always to go in once for some reason? They'll use the do while loop. And lots of times you don't care. So the data that you happen to be working with, it's not going to make that much difference, and so you don't care, and you can choose which one you like. Questions? Okay, so those are 2 of the major loops. There's another one that we'll look at as we go along. Now, this one has an if with a loop, okay? And I'm just going to hit OK a gazillion times. I think I have to put in a number or something. I don't remember when it gets out, but it does get out eventually there, okay? And I basically wanted to bring up the source, and then we'll run it again. Okay, so I'm going to run it again. And we're going to look at the code. Okay. So this one starts out, and what I did in here was I put up an alert. And the alert is there to tell me what's happening. So if I write a program and it's not working, and I'm not getting the answer I think I should get, and I want to see what's happening, I can use an alert to tell me what just happened. Okay? If I was running this in production, if I was running this for a company, I'd take out all these alerts. Okay? These alerts are there for the debugging purpose of telling me what's happening. And so if I have a problem, I can put in the alerts, and the alerts say, the count at the beginning of this loop is, and it tells me what count is when I start the loop. Okay? And so if the loop wasn't working the right number of times or something, this can be helpful. Yeah.
How did you view page source from the CTF beginning of loop one?
I got the page source before I went through the program once. So I went bang, 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 bang. You saw me go through the program, and I just went through it once.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm hitting okay, and then just keep...
It's going to keep going for a long time. Because I said, do while count is less than 5, less than or equal to 5, and so it's going to go through at least 5 times. So you can just keep banging, and then you'll get the source code eventually. And then I ran it again once I had the source code. Okay, so I ran it all the way through. Then I said, view source. And then I said, okay, now rerun it, but I didn't close up my view source. So I had them both. Okay, so I've got an alert here, and the alert is saying, I started out, and I have count equal to 1. Okay? I've got a couple of things. I've got input points, I've got total points, I've got a message, and I've got count equal to 1. 2 of those things I did not give an initial value to. Could have, I just didn't. Okay? If I don't give things an initial value, it tends to start out at 0 if it's a number, or a space if it's not. It doesn't know that this is a number, so it will start out as a space, but I can change it very quickly. So what I said here is alert, count at beginning of loop, concatenated with count. So count started out at a 1, there it is. Okay, so it is putting out this alert and telling me that count is 1. Okay, so that's what I got there. Then I said, okay, and the next thing that came up, if I look at the source, it says, input prompt, enter the number of points you've earned. So this is what's coming up. Enter the number of points that you've earned and put them into input points. Okay, so I am going to put that prompt is asking for how many I've earned, and I'm going to say 100, because I want to pick a number that I'll actually remember. Okay, so I said 100. At that point, I am seeing another alert. Well, it took in the points, but in between it added those points to a total. So I said, parse as an integer, because in integer, when I'm taking in points, I probably don't have decimals, or I decided I wasn't going to have decimals. So I did a parse integer. And I did a parse integer on what was already in total. And I had put total as a 0. So I said, okay, now add the number of points to total. So right now, total's up to 100, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's telling me that. So the alert is telling me that. So if my total isn't working correctly, I can watch it grow here, and I can figure out if it's working, or where it went wrong, or what the problem is. Then I'm saying, add 1 to count. Now, usually I don't put parse integer there. I just add 1 to count. This time I did parse integer. So if you have problems with it, you can always throw in parse integer. But usually it's fine. And I say usually because different browsers do JavaScript slightly differently. But I'm saying take count and add 1 to it. Well, usually, as long as there is a number there, it assumes that I want to add as opposed to concatenate. So count plus one, it does right. Okay? So if there's a number, existing number there, it says, oh, you must want to add instead of concatenate. But again, I'm not promising that every browser will handle it the same. Okay? So, the browsers I've worked with do. But there's a lot of browsers out there. So the safe thing, if it's not working, is to change it and say, convert count to a number and then do the add, and then you know it's going to work. Okay, so that's the safe way. So I'm now at the bottom of the loop. This is the bottom of the loop. The loop is between... Okay, it's decided it doesn't want to write that. The loop is between those two.
You have to put that thing inside. Huh?
Yep. Okay. The loop is here. So it has now finished the loop. And so it goes back. It adds one to count. Count is now a two. Okay? And because I am telling you that, when I click OK here, it's going to go back and it's now saying count is two. Okay? Because those alerts tell me, I put out an alert and say count at the beginning of the loop is two. Okay? So now when I click OK, it's going to say enter the number of points you earned and let's go with 200. And so when I say OK to that, it's coming back and saying you now have 300. After the add, it's 300. And again, you can see that when you look at the source, because it took and it added the 200 to the 100 that was already in total points and assigned the result back to total points, so it's now got 300 in it. Okay? And so now I'm going to say okay. And it says we're in the third pass of this. And so I'll put in 50. And it's now telling me I have 350. And we're now in the fourth pass. And I'll put 25. And it's going to, whoops, what did I do? 25. And it's now at 375. And I say okay. And it's now at the fifth. And I say okay, and I'll put in another 25, and it's now at 400. And I say okay, and it stops. Now, why did it stop? Okay, it had done the loop. When it went back, it was 4 the last time, or 5 the last time, rather. When I added 1, it became 6. 6 was no longer less than or equal to 5. So it dropped out. Now, when it dropped out, it went to an if statement. And it says, is total points less than 10? No, it was 400. Is total points less than or equal to 50? No, it was 400. So it took the else there, because I had a total of 400 points. Total points was 400. So it took the else. And the right actually was what put it out there. The message put it down there. So I put the line in the wrong place. And fixing it will be interesting. Not bad. Okay. So it took the message, and the message was you can choose a prize from Group A. And when I wrote out the message, that's what I saw. So this is combining, I've got a loop, I've got sequential drop down inside the loop, and I've got an if statement going on. So I've used all of the different structures that we have in running this program. Does it make sense? Okay. Again, your job is to ask questions if it doesn't make sense. And you do understand that I just keep going if you don't ask questions, which means I cover more material. Okay. This one is final points. Enter the points player one earned. Enter the points player two earned. So I have a 0 and a 5. And then it says, do you want to play again, yes or no? So I said yes. Enter the points, I'll go with 3 and 1.
Final close.
Do you want to play again? Yep. Say yes. Enter 2 and 2. Do you want to play again? No, I'm sick of it. So I hit no. Okay, so at this point, I have now said the total for player one is 5, because whatever numbers I entered for player one added up to 5. And the total for player two is 8. And that's what I'm printing out. Okay, so I have a while loop here. And I started out and I said, okay, player one, player two's total, player one and player two entry. And then I said there's going to be a variable called continue the program, and I'm going to say yes, because I want to do it at least once. Now, I wanted to do it at least once. Maybe I should have done this with a do while loop. And that would have meant that I'd do it at least once. But I did it with a while loop, but I forced it to have the answer Y so that I know I'm going to go in. So that's another way of making sure that I will go in. Remember the two equals. When I compare and see if something's equal, I have to do that comparison like that. So I said, okay, now I want player one's entry, and I put up a prompt. I want player two's entry, I put up a prompt. I added the entry to player one's total and assigned it back. I added the entry to player's two total and assigned it back. Now I need to change continue program. But I decided instead of changing it, I would ask the user. So the user is being asked to put in a Y or an N. And they will put it in, and as long as they put in an uppercase Y, I will do it again. If they put in anything other than an uppercase Y, I won't do it again. Okay? Now, there is a function you can use to convert the letter they put in as a Y. Or I could have written here, and I always have to look it up because it's kind of a funny function. The way I would do it is say, continue program equal uppercase Y, or, with the two bars, continue program equal to lowercase y. And then no matter what kind of a Y they put in, it will work. And then after the loop, I said, document write, the total for player one is, write a blank line, and document write the total for player two is. Okay, so now what I want you to do is copy this program and go in and declare a winner. So I want you to add the code in here that tells you who won, player one or player two. Okay? So make a copy of this code. Okay, so I'm going to take this and do a control edit copy, and put up notepad and do an edit paste, and there it is. And I'll do a file save as fix.html or whatever you want to call it, and I will save it on my thaw space. Okay, so now I have the program. I want you to take a few minutes and go in and figure out who won. Okay, I know what the totals are. I need an if statement to tell me who won. And now one of my lights is gone. Let's see if it comes back on again or whether I need new batteries. That's why I use two recorders. What are you going to do to do this?
I have no idea.
No idea. Well, how do you, I've got a question to ask, right? One, what do I do if I want to ask a question?
If statement?
That's right, I use an if statement. What am I comparing?
Player one, more or less players.
Player one and player two. I'm comparing them to see which one is bigger. Now my problem is, what if they're equal?
I know, what if they're equal? Kind of bigger.
Tie. But that means you've got three possibilities, right? So if you have three possibilities, how many questions do you have to ask? Two. If there's only three possibilities, I only have to ask two questions. Because if I get a no to both questions, I know it's the third thing. So if I have up here, let's say I decide to say, and I could decide any way I wanted to do this. But let's say I first asked, is player one greater than player two? Okay? If that's true, then who won?
Player one.
Player one won. Okay, if they're not equal, then I can ask the second question. And it doesn't matter what order you ask the questions in. So I now can ask, does player one equal player two? If I want to, and in that case, it's a tie. And then the third possibility is the player two won. Okay, because if player one isn't greater than player two, and player one isn't equal to player two, then player two has clearly got the biggest number, right? Player one is not greater, and player one is not equal, then player two had the biggest number. And you can ask those questions in any order. It doesn't matter. I just asked them in that order. So five and eight were the two things I had. I had player one equal to five, and player two equal to eight. And I'm writing P1 and P2 as opposed to the big long names I have in the program when I'm doing the flowchart. So in this case, is player one greater than player two?
No.
Five and eight, no. Is player one equal to player two?
No.
No. So who won?
Player two.
Right. So it works. So now you have to write that. Well, don't forget you're going to be asking the word player one total as opposed to play P1.
Yeah.
Or else you got to go back into my program and change them to P1 and P2. But you're using the words player one total and player two total. If player one total is greater than player two, then you're going to write.
I have a winner.
Okay, you've got a variable called winner, so you're going to say winner equals the player one total. I'm not sure I would do that. I think I would say winner equals to quote player one because you want to put out, but either way, it would work. Else, if player two total is greater than player one, player two. Else, it's a tie. What is it? Does it give you any answer? Go into.
Right in there.
No, what are you in? You're in firefighters,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I work for a living again. And I'll say, treat it again. And I'll just stop it.
And it's not giving me anything. Do you have a document right? Well, I should have written my stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Document right, the winner is plus winner. Okay, it doesn't seem to like some of your curly braces, so I do some counting and see if your curly braces are right.
All
right. And then you can always go to tools, documents, and error console and see what it says there. All
right. Well, we're done, man.
You spelled something wrong? That'll do it.
Yeah, I spelled something wrong. Maybe that's the problem.
That could easily be.
Yeah.
If you have questions, Mike and I will get bored if you don't ask them. Where are you putting the if statement?
Program?
After what?
Continuous program?
Well, it would have to be that full after that whole loop. If you want it outside the loop.
After curly brace, right?
After the curly brace. And you could put it either place. You could have the if statement go in here, or you could have it come in here and then do one more document right afterward. It doesn't matter whether you do it before you write out the information about the totals, or whether you do it after you write out the information about the totals. You can put the if statement either place. And don't forget, once you know who won, you got to have a document right to write it out. Okay? You fix it and it's working? What was it? Spelling? Okay.
Yeah, I spelled it. Terrible wrong after I...
Yeah, on the whole, probably my names are too big.
Yeah,
I like P1 and P2 a lot better. Probably.
Copy
paste.
We'll get
right. This is true. Questions? Yeah.
What is this?
It doesn't like that how you get space there.
Yeah.
No, what?
It keeps adding.
But I want to
just. Oh, yeah, that's weird. If there was more space than you had,
I would have. Right,
now, what is this?
And then just paste it in right in the line or the if. Or you can add two things in here, so you can paste it right above that.
What I'm saying is.
Or you can enclose the VR inside the quotes. For example, when I'm doing this, I could put a VR in there as a whole table separate.
It's going to make one of those boxes. It's going to say on it, enter the point to play one in, and then you're going to type in
over
here. That's what we're going to talk about.
That's right.
And to change what you're asking for, you can change it here, and you can put it in a different spot.
That's right.
That's what zero is.
Yeah,
and then once you type that in, it's going
to
make
right now,
number.
You happen to have the data
so
that matches with your one
if they type what they want, sometimes you might think the one is just a character, but it'll try to make it a number. And you can
okay, that recorder definitely is not happy. It needs new batteries.
Your happiness, my.
No, it has to be written with else's and everything and with results. See how I asked the question and I said if player one is greater, then I'm saying set message equal to player one one. So I have to do something. You've listed the questions, but you haven't told it what to do. Go back and look at one of my other if statements. Because there's a load of the programs there. I want to leave this up on the board, so I'm not going to go look at it. But if you go and look at one of my programs that has an if statement in it, there's one where I ask about points one, which is basically exactly this. If you're having problems, go back and look at the one where I asked about points one. It has an if statement that is comparable to this. Try it and open it and see if it talks about points. I don't remember which one it is, the name of it. Yeah, that's it, I guess. Well, that's actually, okay, that's all right, probably. Because it has, actually, yes. Okay, so now look at the view source and notice how the if goes. Okay? You're just asking different questions, but the structure is the same. You're asking, did player one get greater than player two? If so, set message equal to that. Else, ask that question, set. So it's that structure that you're using. You're just asking slightly different questions. What I just looked at a few minutes ago has a very similar structure. So if you're struggling with this, go back and look at my example. Okay, this one is very similar. I'm asking here, is the total points less than 10? Else, ask another question. So it's a very similar structure. So if you look at this structure and try to accommodate that into what you're doing, it's a very similar structure. Don't forget, if you get the white screen of death, I would go into tools, what is it, web developer, and then error console, because they give you a hint. Anybody got it working?
Message home actually give you out that's 7 hours or 2 hours.
But then when I come down here, I'm doing document write of message. Okay, there's two ways you can do this. You can do it the way I did it, which is set a message, and then at the bottom, outside the if, say document write message. Or you could actually put a document write three places and say document write, not enough points. Document write, you can choose. Document write, you can choose. So you can either do that or you can take the document write and say, nah, I'm not going to have it at the bottom. I'm going to do a document write inside here. And that's presuming that it lets me write.
Is that letting you write it here?
So that would be an alternate approach, is do the document right each time and then not have it down at the bottom. And that would work too.
Developer, whatever the web developer.
explorer.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody know where Error Console is in Explorer?
We're not together.
That's not helpful. Because I
have seen you. You met him for the lot there, and
I closed the Firefox, yeah. Just go back to over there, right on that ground, that's actually the desktop. And then. There is a way to get to it in Explorer 2. I just am not remembering what you click on. I will try to remember to find that out and tell you. The reason I don't use Explorer, although you had it set so that it would let me do the prompts, but you have to set it so it lets you do prompts. And that's why I don't like Explorer, is it makes me work harder.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. You double it.
It doesn't want user input through prompts.
What happens when you use single machine after that? All right, if that's what you want, I'll do it. And it makes that equal to that. I can call it true by default. So, yeah, that might make
it. Doesn't catch it in Error Console. It apparently says that's legit.
Oh, no.
Much as I don't think it is legit.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
What is it called? True by default? I never quite figured what it actually does.
Yeah, but it does. It does the setting.
Yeah, it allows it.
Right.
Yeah. Was he getting the same output player 1 total equals? One number player
right.
2 equals the same.
That's
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember double equal signs. So, if you want to make that the question you don't ask, you can always add the questions, is player 1 greater than player 2, is player 2 greater than player 1, and leave the last one for the equal one.
Right.
But you can't always do that, so you should know where the equal is.
Right.
Anybody got it? You got it? You got it? We're getting a few. Okay, I'm going to start to do it. And again, it doesn't matter where you put the if. I think I'll put it right up in here. Thank you.
guy that I saw there on the road.
Okay, let's see if I managed to get it right. It doesn't let me do partials. Okay, first of all, what I did is I set up a message called variable. Variable message. If you don't set that up, you'll let you get away with it. But it's the right thing to do. I was using message, so I set up a variable called message. Then I came down here and I said, okay, right after the loop is in, if player one total is greater than player two total, put the words player one is the winner into message. Else, I said, is player one total equal to player two total? If it is, put the words player one and player two tied into message. Else, put the words player two is the winner into message. And then down below here that you can barely see, I did a document write of message so that message got written out. And probably I should make that just a little bit less big and then it will show. So then I did a document write of message. Okay. Does that make sense? Honest?
No.
You can ask the questions differently. And you can put document writes in instead of using message. So you said, okay. Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, I don't think it understands that, though. It's not going to understand the no comma. You're assuming a smart machine.
Message.
Okay? I think it kind of basically
must. Yeah, you know, the
That's kind of
interesting. Have all those
weights of confidence and head
Are you having a problem there? Okay. I will look at it in a minute, but we've only got 4 minutes, and I want to comment about the homework. Okay. I will be adding the mentor homework. So go and take a look, because I'll add the mentor homework probably tomorrow, maybe Saturday, and I will send you an email about your mentor as well. That's not due for quite a while, so you can just get started. Okay, the assignment, let me go over the assignment quickly. So, my turn for a minute. Okay, first thing is, take in. And when I say take in, I mean put out a prompt and ask for. So I said take in height and a width and calculate the area of a rectangle. So you're going to be taking in two things and you're going to calculate the area of the rectangle. Then I said take in three temperatures for the day and calculate the average temperature. Okay? And averages, add the three things up and divide by three. Okay, so you've got the average temperature. Number three, take in the price of an item and the quantity bought. Take in the price of a second item and the quantity bought. Okay, so the price of something's $100, I bought two of them, I owe $200. The price of the next thing is $50, I bought three of them, I owe $150. Putting those two together, I owe $250. So I said the output should be the total amount the customer owes for the item they bought, $250. Then I want you to put out the tax, and the tax is 5%. So multiply the $250 by 0.05 to get the tax. And then add those two together to give the total that they have to pay me. So they owe me $250 for the product, they owe me the tax, add those two together, and I know what you got to pay me. Number four, you need to calculate a grade. So you're going to take in homework, responsibility, and final. Homework counts 80%, responsibilities 10%, finals 10%. Figure out the average. Figure out what grade you should get. And then, once you've got the grade, find out, do a comparison. If it's greater than or equal to 90, you get an A. Else, if it's greater than or equal to 80, you get a B. Else, and keep going like that and finding out what letter grade they should have gotten. Number four, you need to calculate an employee's pay. And I want four things coming in. One, two, three, four. So I'm saying the number of hours the employee worked. So let's say that they worked 50. The number of hours the employee is contracted to work before they get overtime. So let's say 40. You're taking these in as input. The pay per hour, let's say 20. The rule for calculating overtime, and that would be 1.5 if they get time and a half, 2 if they get double. So let's say 2. Okay? So figure out what they owe, what their pay is going to be. They worked a total of 50 hours. For the 40, they just get their regular pay. For the 10 extra hours they worked, they get double time, so they get double their pay. Okay? So I want to figure that out, and I want to see what they made. Okay? So that's your homework. I strongly recommend that you do it over vacation, just so you won't forget. It's not due, I kind of don't count vacation, so it's not due till the week after vacation. But I'm going to be back Tuesday doing JavaScript. If you haven't worked it on vacation, then you're going to say, huh? So, I mean, even if you do it Monday night before we come in here, I think you'll be better off if you at least play with it before you're back on Tuesday. You know, enough of you were having problems with if statements, so you should at least struggle with this and try it. Okay? Alrighty, we're done.